Welcome to the second edition of the ASI Research Podcast. I'm Nate Kuzma, the Director of Research here at ASI. In the first of our podcasts, I introduced the 2016 version of the ASI Ad Impression Study, as well as some key findings from Section 1 of the report, which focused on the products that were covered in the report. In this second segment, I will be going over some of the highlights of Section 2 of the report, which focus on the influence and impact of promotional products. One of the more interesting questions we asked in this study dealt with determining the specific promotional products that had the biggest impact on the recipient's opinion of the advertiser by state. The specific question we asked was designed to determine which product would elicit the most positive rise in opinion about the advertiser who gave them the product. So, for instance, if Google was deciding between giving away USB drives or polo shirts in California, which would give them the biggest bang for their buck? Now, you may think that there wouldn't be that much differentiation between the states. Maybe you think that everyone would prefer to receive mobile power banks, or USB drives, or performance wear. In fact, 13 different products emerged as a favorite across the states. In some states, it was USB drives, but in others, it was umbrellas, or t-shirts, or outerwear. In the report, we have a color-coded map on page 18, so you can see the leading products by state. Now, if you look across the United States, the leading products among all consumers are in fact USB drives. They provided the biggest net improvement in opinion about the advertiser nationally. Following USB drives are outerwear, drinkware, writing instruments, and performance wear. But there are differences by gender. Now, USB drives are tops for both men and women. But in their top three, men prefer drinkware while women prefer bags. There are also differences by urban density. Urban density looks at where consumers live, whether it is in a rural, urban, or suburban setting. In urban America, the leading products are writing instruments, USB drives, and outerwear. In suburbia, they're USB drives, outerwear, and drinkware, while in rural America, the leading products for consumers were performance wear, drinkware, and mobile power banks. What I love about findings like these are that you can come up with rationales and stories for why these preferences exist. In suburbia and rural America, for instance, it makes sense that drinkware may be more preferred than it is in cities, because in those environments, people may have to travel longer to get to work or their kids' activities, and taking their coffee with them in their car is a necessity. Similarly, in rural America, where people have more opportunities for outdoorsy living and activities, items such as performance wear with their moisture-wicking capabilities are preferred. Moving on in this section, we focused on product characteristics that may have an influence on consumers' opinions of the advertiser, specifically environmentally friendly products and made-in-the-USA products. What we asked was, if you knew a product was environmentally friendly or made-in-the-USA, would this make you feel more positive about the advertiser, less positive, or would it have no impact on your opinion? What we found is that in both cases, the result was that the effect was significantly more positive if the consumer knew that the product was green and or made in the USA. In looking at green products nationally, 42% of consumers stated they would have a more positive opinion of the advertiser if they knew the product was green. The most positive influence was with consumers along the coasts. For instance, in the Pacific Northwest, more than half of consumers stated they would have a more positive opinion of the advertiser if they knew the product they received was green. Similarly, in the states of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, nearly 6 in 10 consumers would be positively affected. The effect was not seen nearly as strongly among states in the heartland of America or those not on the East or West coasts. So how can you use this information, you may ask? My thought is that if your client is wavering between giving green products, which may have a premium price versus traditional products, depending on where they are located, you can make an educated suggestion based on data to say why they should or should not spend the extra money. If they live in a state that is strongly influenced, they may well reap the benefits of the extra dollars spent. Alternatively, if they live in a state like Ohio, where only one-third see a more positive impact, you may recommend to them that it's not worth the extra money this time. I'm sure they would appreciate this recommendation. Additionally, we see that green products have a much greater impact on younger consumers, particularly the hard-to-reach millennials. Nearly 6 in 10 millennials stated that green products would have a positive influence on their opinion of the advertiser. Compared to this, to only about one-third of those over 65 whose opinions are positively changed. And you can see how, depending on who your clients are trying to reach, they may choose to go green or not go green. Lastly, let's talk about Made in the USA products. Across the United States, 53% of consumers stated they would have a more positive opinion of the advertiser if they knew the product they received was made in the USA. This number is highest among females and those who live in rural America. Though across all areas, the influence is strong. Geographically, the largest influence is in the states of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, followed closely by states in the Mid-Atlantic region, specifically New Jersey, Delaware, Washington, D.C., and Maryland. It's not that it's not important elsewhere. It's just that the feelings are quite strong in these places. So I hope you have enjoyed this second podcast on the ad impression study. Be sure to tune in next for the third of the four installments, which will be focused on the staying power of promotional products and the consumer behavior associated with them. Until then, take care.